I was away last weekend. I had the chance to take Clayton, my oldest son, to the Masters, and it was a lot of fun. We made some great lifelong memories. Went with some friends from Atlanta, and you know, I had been before, but Clayton had never been, and so as you can imagine, it was a thrill for him to get to see that and to get to be there, to be in Augusta, take it all in. We followed Tiger for a few holes, along with a lot of other people. We hung out in Amen Corner, which is a stretch of 11, 12, and 13 there at Augusta. It's probably my favorite sporting event of the year, the Masters Tournament. And I don't care if I'm get to go or if I watch it on TV. I still love it. The course is so nice that you go and you think it's fake. It doesn't seem real just because of how well kept it is. And it's just incredible. But if you know anything about golf, or if you play golf, or if you try to play golf, which a lot of us try to do, then you know how good those guys are. And getting a green jacket is one of the most coveted prizes in sports, one of the most prestigious awards that you can get. Now, if you watch the tournament, then you know that Scottie Scheffler won. But you may also know that his wife, Meredith, is pregnant with their first child coming any day now. And he kind of made the news when he said that even if he was leading the Masters, if she went into labor, he would withdraw and go back to Dallas to be with her for the birth of his child. And some people were kind of blown away by that. Of course, that endeared him to all women, all mothers across the country, right? Now, she didn't go into labor, and if you've watched, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters. He started really beginning to end. He won the tournament, got his second green jacket. But there were still people who couldn't believe what he said. He would withdraw from the Masters, even if he was winning, to go and be with his wife if she went into labor. Life is a constant series of choices about what is most important and what is not as important. Sometimes we get it right and other times we don't. Many people say that they have certain values and priorities in their life, but oftentimes the decisions that they make do not align with those values. For example, some people say that their marriage is important, but they don't carve out intentional time to be with their spouse and to spend time with their spouse away from the children. Some people say that their children are important, but they often work late and travel a lot and miss many of the games and plays. Some people say that their physical health is important, but they don't eat well. They don't get enough sleep, exercise, work out. Some people say that their friends are important, but they rarely reach out to check in on them and see how they're doing. Some people say that their mental and emotional health is important, but they don't go to counseling, they don't get a spiritual director, or they take the time to rest and renew and refresh. Some people say their faith is important, but they don't pray, they don't read the Bible, they don't serve, they don't join a small group, or come to church and support the church. Life is a series of decisions, and the decisions that we make communicate to others what matters most to us. The decisions that we make communicates our values, and if we need to make changes, then we're the only people that can do that. Other people can't do that for us. Every year during the month of April, we have what's called our stewardship campaign here at Woodmont. And this is when we ask you to make a commitment to support Woodmont's mission and ministries for another year, starting July the 1st. And then here's what we do. We take all those commitments and we add them up and we set our budget responsibly according to the commitments that we get. And this is a much better way of doing it than just kind of picking a number and hoping that the money comes in at our church, right? But this is one of those choices that we have every year when we get to decide, is my faith strong? Do I take Jesus Christ seriously? And do I want to believe in and support the mission and ministry of the church? Do I believe that Woodmont is making a difference in this community? And you can turn that commitment card in anytime in April. Next week is our Commitment Sunday. You can email it in. You can call it in. Whatever you want to do. This will end next Sunday, April 28th. Let me share a couple of thoughts with you this morning. These are kind of broad thoughts. The first thought is this. I cannot imagine a society or a world without the church. Yes, I'm a fourth generation minister. Yes, the church has been a big part of my life ever since the day I was born, been a big part of my vocation. But this place grounds us, resets us, challenges us, gives us opportunities to serve, and it reminds us of what really matters. Without the church, I don't know where moral formation would happen in society. In families, yes, but who supports the family? Who supports the parents? I can't imagine my three children not having Sunday school and youth group every week. I can't imagine not having a place to come and worship on Sundays, to come and worship God, to grow closer to Christ, to sing, to be with other people. I can't imagine not having my life group or my men's group or some of the close friends that we've made over the years here at Woodmont. This church impacts all of our lives. And this entire community plays a really important role in Nashville, Tennessee. It reminds us of what's important. It challenges us to live more like Jesus, to love other people on a regular basis. It gives us a community of people where we can find support and encouragement when we go through the hard times of life. And they always come, by the way. Death of a loved one, cancer, the Covenant shooting, depression, anxiety. The church keeps us seeking God, sharing love, and always serving other people. It helps us to do the personal work to become more like Jesus, to practice forgiveness, to show grace, to heal relationships. Secondly, Woodmont is a missional church. What does that mean? It means that we exist to serve and make a difference in this community and in this world. When Jesus was asked, "What's the greatest commandment?" What did he say? He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." And he said, "Love your neighbor as yourself. On this hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew 22. Now, some churches are really good at the first part. I call this the vertical bar of the cross. Loving God, worshiping. They're really good at having Bible studies and forming new small groups and fellowship groups, but sometimes they can be inwardly focused. Other churches are really good at the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. I call this the horizontal bar, where you serve. They have lots of mission and outreach. Maybe they do some activism. They have a food pantry or a homeless ministry. They care about the community, but here's the deal. Jesus calls us to do both. Without both the first commandment and the second commandment, you don't have complete Christianity. Without both the vertical bar and the horizontal bar, you don't have the cross. Love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so that's the theme this month, is loving God, loving Nashville. If you walk the halls of our church, you're gonna see the tables that have all the different ways that we serve. Yesterday we had people up in the south parking lot building hope houses that are gonna be blessed today and then sent out this week for disaster relief in Oklahoma, families that lost everything. We do Room in the Inn, we do Habitat, we have tutors and lunch buddies over at Fall Hamilton Elementary School. We have a ministry down at Green Street. We support the Nashville Food Project, which, by the way, was birthed here and started here at South Hall. We offer AA and Al-Anon and divorce care and grief care. We're working now to build 75 houses, get up to 75 houses in Guatemala. We've now sponsored well over 400 kids and seniors, helping them get an education. We support an orphanage in Swaziland. We send people to East Tennessee with the Morgan Scott Project. We now have the Expanded Center for Hope and Healing to help people get through difficult times of life, grief, loss, confusion, anxiety, when you don't know what's next or how you're going to do it, to know you've got some direction. We have Leadership Woodmont, Stephen Ministers. We help people discover their God-given gifts in discipleship classes. We give outreach grants to organizations that need financial help. Maybe they're doing good work, but they just need a little more money. Woodmont is loving Nashville and the world, but we can only keep doing it with your help. And it's not just about money. It's about impact, shining light, changing lives. And yes, our church does a lot, but guess what? I think we could do even more if we decided that we wanted to. The need is great. The hurt and pain in our world is great. And we can keep shining a light both inside of these walls and outside of these walls. The third thing that I want to share with you this morning is what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6. In Matthew chapter 6, he gives us a timeless truth. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal." And then here it is. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There are two things in life that would tell me a lot about you. If I didn't know you well, I want to get to know you, I could ask for two things. Of course, I wouldn't do this, but I'm just telling you, I could ask for two things. The first is your calendar. Give me your calendar. Show me the way you spend your time any given day, any given week. And that will tell me what your priorities are. The second thing is your bank statement. How you spend your hard-earned money. Those two documents don't lie. And those two documents are the result of the decisions that you make in life. If you spend your money on your child's tuition, like many of us do, you're paying attention to whether they're getting an education, whether they're growing, how they're doing in school. If you spend your money on your mortgage, you take pride in your home. If you spend your money on a nice automobile, we got some of those around here, right? You want to take care of it. You want to keep it running. If you spend money on Titans season tickets, you probably want them to win, which has been hard recently for some reason. New stadium, going to turn it around. That's right, we got it. If you invest money in retirement, you want to make sure that it's enough to cover you so that you don't have to go back to work when you're 80 or 85, right? And yes, if you give your money to God through Woodmont, then you're going to want to know that you're growing in your faith, that you're becoming a better person, that you're deepening your spirituality, and that our church is making a difference. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. A timeless truth from Jesus. Put it to the test. Now notice, he didn't say where your heart is, there your treasure will be. There's a lot of things that I love, that I care about, but I don't necessarily give my money to it. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And if you look at your own life, you're going to find out that that's true. Last thing today, and I mean this. We can't do it without you. It takes all of us. Meaning, to keep the ministries and the mission of this church going, we need your help. Stewardship is an act of faith and a spiritual discipline. It's one of the ways that we worship and serve God. It's one of the ways that we communicate our priorities and our values in life. It's one of the ways that we don't live in fear of not having enough. There can be a scarcity mindset, I'm going to run out, or there can be an abundance mindset, that there's enough. Many of the challenges that Woodmont has faced in recent years are good challenges. Not enough parking, not enough seats some Sundays, not enough room down in the children's classrooms. These are good challenges. We're thankful for them, but the only way we can vision and solve them is with your help. There is a spirit about Woodmont that is unique. It's a welcoming spirit. It's an active spirit. It's not perfect. No place is perfect. If you're perfect, please come find me after worship. I want to meet you. I want to get to know you. We don't always get it right. Not everything the church tries succeeds, but you got to keep trying. But I do know this. In a world where our kids are growing up on screens, which is leading to lots of problems as it relates to anxiety and mental health, go get Jonathan Haidt's new book, The Anxious Generation, will be a pillar book for the next decade, I guarantee you. In a world where selfishness and self-centeredness often seem to rule the day, where Sunday is not really respected anymore as the Sabbath, where families are dealing with all kinds of stresses and pressures like never before as they raise their children, where many older people feel alone, like nobody cares about them, where politics and polarization are ripping both families and friendships apart, the world needs the church. The world needs this church to keep doing what it's doing, because we're making a difference. And as we do it, we're building a pretty awesome community in the process. You know, I started here at 27. I'm coming up, finishing my 17th year being at Woodmont. I don't know who was crazier to hire me at 27, the church or me for taking the job. But there were some really tough days early on. We got to work, started building a staff team. I got married, got a doctorate. We had 3 kids in the process. Finally moved out of the parsonage. But God has been faithful to this church, even in hard times. God has brought some incredibly talented and dedicated people to Woodmont over the years to help this place reach its full potential. I haven't done it all by myself. I can't. I have a team. They make me better. But my grandfather, who pastored in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, where my dad grew up, got it right. He said, some of the very best friends that you're going to make in life come from the church. And there will be people that you love. There will be some people that you may not want to hang around. I get it. But we're a community. And together, we're making a difference. What are the core values of our church? What do we say we're about? Being Christ-centered in everything. I remember the painting that Karl Barth had over his desk. It was Matthias Grunewald painting. It showed John the Baptist pointing away from himself to the crucified Christ. Reference to that verse in John, I must decrease, but he must increase. The problem with our world is I must increase because I am awesome. We get it wrong. Vibrant worship. 3 styles online. We're talking about, if we start a 4th service, when should it be? How do we do it? But I promise you, human beings are hardwired to worship, and if you don't worship God, you're going to find something to worship. It might be money, it might be politics, it might be sports, it might be your kids, but we're hardwired to worship, and so we're called to worship. Augustine said, Lord, you've created us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Transforming groups. Jay's worked really hard on this since he got here 2.5 years ago. This is the secret sauce of Woodmont. Small groups, life groups, dinner groups, men's groups, women's groups, CWF circles. This is how we grow. This is where we connect. And if you haven't been a part of one yet, then let us know. You're missing out. But the best formation and the best community happens in those groups. And we always need new group leaders all the time. And the last part of our DNA is impactful mission. Walk the halls this morning and see the ways that we are impacting this community, how we are loving Nashville. Woodmont does it in so many ways. So we need you. It's not just about the money. That's a part of it. But it's about committing to a community where you can grow, where you can change, where you can become better, where you can make some good friends, and where you can give back. So I'm thankful for the generations of generosity that have led Woodmont now for almost 81 years. And I'm asking you to continue to be part of it. Jesus said, love God, love neighbor, and remember, together, we're doing a lot. Amen.